Allah Allah sediakan lagi nama nama itu tiada lagi yang kafir itu kemarah kafirikum padam baikum fasirin. That if a person seeks a religion other than Islam, chooses a way of life other than Islam, that individual will become a loser in this world as well as in the hereafter. Allah also said, O you who believe, if you obey those who disbelieve, you follow a pattern and a lifestyle of those people that are against Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then these people that you are following, they will make it such that they make you turn your back on your Allah, they make you turn your back on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and eventually you'll end up becoming a person that's a loser in this world as well as the hereafter. So from these two ayahs, we learn something very significant. We have to follow Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prevent ourselves from being a loser. In this world, you may be educated, you may have everything that you wish in this world, but it does not mean you'll be getting it in the hereafter. In this world, you may have a simple life, simple home, simple car, simple education, everything simple. But as long as Allah is happy with you, you will be happy in this world. But whether you're happy in this world or not, as far as the hereafter is concerned, this ayah is saying, you will undoubtedly be happy. And there's only one way you can gain happiness. The Quran says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Follow Allah the way Allah wants you to follow, number one. And number two, do not follow people that are against you or against your religion. Do not follow them does not mean they give you good medical advice, turn your back. They give you good legal advice, you turn your back. They give you good nutrition advice, you turn your back. No. It means when they tell you to do something wrong, they tell you to walk away from your parents, they tell you to not be good to your mother and father, they tell you to lie about your mother and father, so that way something else, some other worldly benefit can come for you, then in that case you don't follow them at all. So the Quran is saying, choose well, choose Allah well, choose Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam well, make good decisions. In that way you will be, inshallah, a winner in this world as well as